Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling something pretty fundamental, special relativity.
That's right. We're drawing insights from key texts like Concetti Fondamentali della Relatività Ristretta.
And our mission really is to show you how things like space, time, mass, energy, they're all linked, especially at high speeds.
It leads to some genuinely surprising conclusions.
Yeah, definitely some aha moments coming up. So get ready to maybe question some basic assumptions you have about, well, everything. Okay, let's unpack this.
Well, the starting point, the really revolutionary idea, is space-time, spazio-tempo.
Right. Not space and time, but one thing.
Exactly. A unified four-dimensional fabric.
Yeah.
And within this space-time, anything that happens is an event. Think of it as a coordinate, a specific place at a specific time.
Okay. An event, like snapping your fingers right here, right now.
Precisely. And to help visualize these events and how objects move through space-time, the source talks about using Minkowski diagrams.
Minkowski diagrams to
Yes.
map out paths.
Yeah, they help us draw these world lines and objects' trajectory through the four dimensions.
Okay, so if space-time is the stage, what are the rules? You mentioned something foundational.
Ah, yes, the invariant interval. This is absolutely central.
Invariant interval, meaning it doesn't change. Because normally distances and times do change depending on how fast you're moving.
Right, that's the everyday intuition, yes. But the invariant interval is a specific measure between two events in space-time that, remarkably, stays the same for all observers, no matter their motion.
Wow. Okay, like a universal benchmark.
Exactly. It's a constant in a relative universe. And it's crucial because it defines the relationship between events.
How so? What kinds of relationships?
Well, there are different types. If one event can cause another, say, flipping a switch and a light turning on, they are separated by a time-like interval.
Time-like. Makes sense. Cause and effect.
Right. This upholds the principle of causality. Cause always comes before effect.
Yeah.
But if two events are too far apart in space and too close in time for one to possibly affect the other,
Like something happening here and something happening on Mars right now.
They're separated by a space-like interval. They're causally disconnected.
Okay. And there was a third type.
Yes, the light-like interval. That describes the path light travels. It connects events at the absolute cosmic speed limit.
The speed of light, which leads to how motion itself works differently in relativity, doesn't it? You can't just add speeds like we normally would.
Correct. Relativistic velocity composition is completely different. If you're on that fast spaceship moving near light speed and you shine a flashlight forward,
The light doesn't go faster than light speed relative to someone watching.
never. It always travels at c, the speed of light, for everyone. That constancy is key.
And that constancy, that's what leads to the really famous part, right? E and C.
Indeed. The relativistic equivalence between mass and energy. It's profound. Mass is a form of energy, and energy has mass.
So EMC Shaw isn't just about like atomic bombs, it's more fundamental.
Oh, absolutely. Every object possesses rest energy, just by having rest mass. Even when perfectly still, it contains an enormous amount of energy locked within its mass.
And when it moves.
Then its total energy increases, including its relativistic kinetic energy, which also behaves differently than classical kinetic energy at high speeds.
You mentioned the source gives a concrete example of seeing this mass energy conversion.
Yes, spontaneous nuclear fission is a perfect illustration.
How does that work?
When a heavy nucleus, like uranium, splits, the resulting pieces have slightly less total mass than the original nucleus.
And the missing mouse.
It's converted directly into a huge amount of energy, exactly as predicted by EMCPA. This is a direct confirmation.
Amazing. And this all ties into relativistic dynamics too, how forces work.
Yes, forces, momentum, energy, they all have to be consistent within this space-time framework. Even something like the Lorentz force, which describes how electric and magnetic fields affect charged particles, needs relativistic adjustments at high speeds. It's all part of one coherent picture.
It really is a complete overhaul. We started thinking space and time were separate, absolute things.
And relativity shows us they're woven together. Mass and energy, too, all interconnected within this space-time fabric.
It's a fundamental shift in how we see reality itself.
And maybe the provocative thought is this: even though we don't directly feel these relativistic effects walking down the street.
Right, because we move too slowly.
Exactly. But how does just knowing that the universe operates this way, that space and time are relative, that mass is energy, how does that understanding change our perception of what's fundamentally real?
A lot to think about there. So, what does this all mean for you? Keep exploring these incredible ideas.